You are listening to Radio 1. This is Anna Peclová and my guest today is Mr. Hayk Utedian, a British conductor who also studied in Czech Republic and now is based in Prague, where he is the chief conductor of the orchestra and choir of Charles University. Good afternoon, Mr. Utedian.
Good afternoon, Anna. Very nice to be on your program.
Thank you very much for coming. During your life, you have visited many places thanks to your studies and work as well. Where did you feel like home the most, or which place do you call home?
Well, I have been very, very lucky in being able to call home several different places. I was born in Cyprus, and so that is home in a sense, because that's where I spent my childhood. I went to school, but as you know, I'm also British and feel very much at home in the UK, although I haven't lived in England for a good while. And of course, the last, I suppose, almost a quarter of a century, home has become Prague, where I have the very good fortune of living and working both as a performer, as a conductor, as a chorus master, but also as a musicologist and a scholar. I've done research here. Much of it involves going to other places to study manuscripts and other sources. But Prague is my base, to which I happily return. And I confess that the only place where I've got the key, then that is my little flat in Prague. And so that's what I consider home.
And do you have some favorite places in Prague, or what do you like about Czech Republic the most?
Oh, I could talk for a very long time about that. I love taking walks in Stromovka and Letenské Sady. I suppose living here for quite a good while, I've become spoilt, and perhaps one doesn't notice those beautiful things quite as much as in the beginning. But I remember that when I came here on a graduate fellowship, on what the Czechs call a stage at the Academy of Performing Arts in the conducting department, I very soon had this sort of dream, how lucky it would be to be able to spend my life here and not have to return.
One of the things you do is also promoting Czech music abroad. Which Czech composers or pieces do foreigners know the most?
Well, probably the most famous is Dvořák. Mm-hmm. But also, maybe you will be surprised to know that Janáček is rated extremely highly, certainly in the UK. And I was surprised when I came here, when I found that many of my Czech friends don't really appreciate Janáček's music, or they don't know it all that much. Suk has become increasingly well known, partly because of my own late teacher Willem Towski, who was a composition student of Suk's and a conducting student of Talich's, and he conducted Suk's Azrael Symphony for the BBC. He also conducted the first complete cycle of Martinu's symphonies. Martinu is perhaps not so well known, but he's much better known now than he used to be. But I would say Janáček and Dvořák certainly are the best known. There's so much high-quality music that is not as well-known as it deserves to be. I'm not saying that everything is necessarily good, but there are certainly hidden diamonds.
Is there some events or specific dates that you could invite people to see you conduct or to see some projects that you're working on right now?
Of course. Only yesterday I gave my inaugural lecture at the Center for the Study of the Aesthetics and Sociology of Music in Lisbon, where I have a new academical affiliation that I'm very, very pleased about as a musicologist. And I'm hoping that this will lead on to interesting research projects, some of which we're already talking about and trying to get grants for. I'm also completing, I have two or three nearly complete monographs, one of which will be published by the publishing house of Brill. So these are musicological things. But let me inform your listeners of the next couple of things that are coming up much more imminently. You know, of course, that this is a year full of very important and meaningful anniversaries. Several important Czech composers have anniversaries of one sort or another. Smetana, of course, he was born 200 years ago, and we're hoping to do various things by Smetana, but in the coming semester, not now. This semester, you know that Bruckner was born 200 years ago, the Austrian composer Anton Bruckner. So On the 14th of May, I shall be conducting Bruckner's Fourth Symphony with the Charles University Orchestra and maybe some of his motets with our chorus. But even sooner, in fact, frighteningly soon, we are hoping to perform the very, very beautiful Requiem by the French composer Maurice Duruflet. We are working very hard to do our best to do the work justice. And if you want to find out whether we succeeded or not, or to what extent we succeeded, we're certainly going to do our very best. Allow me to invite your listeners very cordially to come to the Aula of the Carolinum on the 23rd of April. I think it's a Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. The concert is at 7:30 p.m. So there's Duruflet on the 23rd of April and Bruckner on the 14th of May. And there's other things as well, but these are the ones that I'm particularly keen to inform your listeners about because they're happening soon. Mm-hmm. And if any of your listeners would be interested to join us, the best time would be to contact us end of September for the new semester, where we've got a very, very interesting program where I don't want to give the game away, but Smetana will feature quite prominently. We have web pages, www.zboraorchestruk.cz, where there are contact details and where we update every semester to give information about the rehearsal schedule, dates of concerts. And we really need as many members of the university to know about us so that they might consider coming and singing or playing with us. So I'd be delighted to welcome more, both as members of the audience in our performances, but also as potential performers. We need you.
That was Mr. Hayk Utidian. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I enjoyed talking to you.
Same here. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.